come. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. See, this call at 10 o'clock was already scheduled right on top of another call that I have, and I'm already behind schedule. So, what have we got scheduled with him?
Well, we were going to call him, just go over some stuff.
Okay.
Figure out what to tell some of these people.
Can we do that tomorrow morning or not?
It's up to you. There's, Arc Royal, Jim Granite's been calling.
Right, I know. I've seen all the stuff.
Yeah, so I guess the sooner the better, I think.
Well, I need to get, some money. There's nothing to tell them right now, so I need to get some money, and I can't deal with every one of these people. So what I will do is if you just send Jim Granite an email that I'll call him later this afternoon or been in a meeting with these other people here trying to figure out where we're getting money. And so, but with Larry, he's not going to help with that. What is Larry going to help with? The stuff we were talking about yesterday.
Right. Well, I thought you wanted Larry to possibly take some phone calls.
I do. But I don't know if you saw my schedule today, but it's packed. So tomorrow's not. That's what I'm saying. Tomorrow would be a better day.
Okay.
If we can do that, we can make more efficient use of the time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Whatever works, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I'm just saying, I just have a clear schedule on today. It's like just one right, as you say, one right after another. And I do want to talk to Larry before he comes. Tomorrow would be great.
Okay.
Also, Greg Bell wants me to know if I can wish to talk with me and Thane Richier in a big fight.
Speaking of Greg Bell, he called Bob White. And I don't know if the three of us can get together for 5-10 minutes and try to figure out what we're going to do with that. He wants shipping documents, letters from the retailers, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bob took the phone call, so do you have like 5-10 minutes for Bob? We can just quick go to your office and talk about it?
Yeah, I don't right now. If I don't call Gerard, I won't have any money at all.
Okay,
so.
We'll call Gerard, and then
LA calling Gerard, so.
Then how about right after that? Can we get together?
Okay, so. Yeah, I don't know. I have something else scheduled, but I just won't do it. I don't know. So I wish
more things
that I scheduled.
Why? That was what's that?
One meeting is scheduled after another meeting, with another meeting scheduled on top of another meeting. So.
No, that's.
I'm not complaining. I'm saying to you that's what's going on in my
right.
World.
That's fine. I'm just, okay.
I'll come in and see. As soon as I get a break, the minute I get a break, I'll come and see you and see if you get a phone. Okay? How's that for an answer? So you don't sit there and get disappointed in me over.
That is just fine. Just give me 2 minutes.
Okay, I will.
Just give me 2 minutes notice. I can get Bob White down here.
Okay. That's the other thing. Larry, I didn't tell Larry one fucking word yesterday about anything. I wasn't, like, set up to tell him. They don't want Bob around because I know that. He called me up and said, I got off the phone call, I've been talking to Greg Bell, I've been talking to people. If you are going to keep them there, I can't help you. And I said, well, Larry, I got issues and things like that. And he said, Tom, it's not a negotiable thing. I'll help. I can really help us get out of this. He goes, I'm telling you something.
Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. See, this call at 10 o'clock was very scheduled right on top of another call that I have, and I'm already behind schedule. So what have we got scheduled with him?
Well, we were going to call him, just go over some stuff.
Okay.
Figure out what to tell some of these people.
Can we do that tomorrow morning or not?
It's up to you. There's, Arc Royal, Jim Granite's been calling.
Right, I know. I've seen all the stuff.
Yeah, so I guess the sooner the better, I think.
Well, I need to get, some money. There's nothing to tell them right now, so. I need to get some money, and I can't deal with every one of these people. So what I will do is if you just send Jim Granite an email that I'll call him later this afternoon or just been in a meeting with these other people here trying to figure out where we're getting money. And so, but with Larry, he's not going to help with that. What is Larry going to help with? The stuff we were talking about yesterday.
Right. Well, I thought you wanted Larry to possibly take some phone calls.
I do, but I don't know if you saw my schedule today, but it's packed. So tomorrow's not. That's what I'm saying. Tomorrow would be a better day.
Okay.
If we can do that, they can make more efficient use of the time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Whatever works. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I'm just saying, I just have a clear schedule on today. It's like just okay. One way, as you say, one right after another. And I do want to talk to Larry before he comes. Tomorrow would be great.
Okay.
Also, Greg Bell wants me to know if I can come to Chicago. He and Thane Rich here in a big fight.
Speaking of Greg Bell, he called Bob White, and I don't know if the three of us can get together for 5-10 minutes and try to figure out what we're going to do with that. He wants shipping documents, letters from the retailers, and all that stuff. Bob took the phone call, so I don't. Do you have like 5-10 minutes for Bob? We can just quick go to your office and talk about it.
Yeah, I don't right now. If I don't call Gerard, I won't have any money at all.
Okay,
so.
We'll call Gerard and then.
Late calling Gerard, so.
Then how about right after that? Can we get together?
Okay, so. Yeah, I don't know. I have something else scheduled, but I just won't do it. I don't know, so. I wish
people would think
that was scheduled.
Why, what's that? No,
I'm not complaining. I'm saying to you that that's what's going on in my
right. That's fine. I'm just okay.
I'll come in and see you. As soon as I get a break, the minute I get a break, I'll come and see you as soon as you get a phone. Okay, how's that?